we have made it to the end of Women's Bible Study. Isn't that crazy? Y'all should give yourself a round of applause because it has been quite a year together. So today we're going to have a little bit different than what we normally do. We are going to have our sweet kiddos come up in just a few minutes to show us what they have been learning this year as they have been learning alongside you. We'll have a short teaching, and then you're going to have the chance to go to small groups today and celebrate all that God has done in and through your life this year. As we are waiting for the kids to come, I do want to give you a couple quick announcements. Number one, today is the last day, well technically tomorrow, is the last day for our Pray, Give, Go campaign. So we have been partnering with three different ministries here at Watermark and in Dallas with our Unexpected Pregnancy Ministry, Viola's House in South Dallas, and Buckner International. So you have three different ways you can get involved. You can pray. We have different prayer requests to give for you to pray for. You can give. You can either bring diapers and wipes for Buckner International, and then the Unexpected Pregnancy Ministry in Viola's House. There is an Amazon wish list, or you can go by serving at Buckner International. There's plenty of information out at the table, out back. Do we know where the kiddos are? Anyone? I can stall us, but I just want to make sure they're not waiting. Anyway, we're going to find out. I hope you all had a wonderful Easter. We're really going to stall right now. I hope you did, and I hope you're enjoying this weather. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's going to be a great day. But truly, just to give you guys a heads up, in your small group today, you really are going to have the opportunity to share and celebrate who God is and what he has done through this year. We used to do this all together, but we're going to let you do it in your small groups. Our say-so. We take that from Psalms of let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And it's just truly a time to celebrate all God has done. So be thinking even now what you're going to be sharing. I just, truly, it's one of the most encouraging times for Women's Bible Study this year. And I'm running out of things to say, if I'm being fully honest. So, my Easter was lovely. Thank you for asking. I got to just hang out with some of y'all's kids, which is great. It was with the two-year-olds on Friday and first graders on Saturday. And then here on Sunday. It was great. Okay, we're going to pivot because we have time for that. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you some time to fill out our class survey. We really do want to know how this year has been for you. Things that you've loved, things that you've enjoyed, things that you're like, hey, this could be better. Hey, I have an idea of what we can do differently. So I'm going to put up a QR code. So for those of you who aren't sure what that is, you can open up your camera. Don't take a picture. Just open it up and there will be a link that will pop up. You can click on that. And it should take you to the survey. If it doesn't work on your phone, that's fine. No need to freak out. You can take this time to pray and think about what you're going to share in small group. So what we're going to do, I'm going to have some music playing and just give you a few minutes to just think through that survey. And truly, we are going to read all of these and take them all into account. So I'm going to give you that time right now.
Hi, I'm Sarah Weisinger, and I have gotten the privilege of hanging out with your kids all year in chapel time. And so we are going to sing some songs for you now. And if you have a kiddo, this is going to be all the green kids and then plus blue three, Miss Betsy and Miss Lauren's class. So if that is you, come on down. They're going to be right over here. So olive green and then blue three. And we are going to sing some Bible verses that we have been learning, as well as one fun song. Not Bible verses are fun, guys. Okay, but another song in addition. And we just want to say, I was thinking today about how Paul is like, hey, I plant, Apollos waters, but God makes it grow. And so we just, what a privilege that you have given us this year to get to plant and water seeds in your kids. And we are praying that God will make his word grow and take root in their hearts. And so we hope that this is an encouragement to you this morning to hear his truth from their lips. Okay.
Good morning. My name is Julie Anders, and this is Lori Towns and Jamie Munster, and we are part of the nursery huddle that is downstairs helping to take care of the children. There are 300 children in the rosters downstairs. Flight school is for the three-year-olds through kindergarten. So they do a wonderful, as you can tell, they do a fabulous job. It is a great program. There's another group of ladies that help out downstairs with these children, and they are called Love Ladies. They are actually here in this room. If you have served as a Love Lady this year, would you please stand up? Because we want to thank you. We could not, yes. thank you so much for your willingness to come down and partner with us once or twice a year downstairs. The Nursery Huddle is another group of ladies that are serving downstairs for the children. We, about 2 years ago, if you were here and you were a young mom, it is quite possible that you were on what was called the wait list. We had over 100 moms on the wait list because we needed more people downstairs to help in those classrooms. And so Gigi Hornberger asked Lori and I, we brainstormed and asked us if we would be willing to lead a group of women called the Nursery Huddle. And what we do is we get here at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have a time of prayer. We do the study, the same Hebrew study that you guys have been doing all year. We get to do that, and then we all head downstairs and serve with the 0 to 2 year olds. So I'm going to let Jamie tell you a little bit about why she has participated in the Nursery Huddle the last 2 years.
Hi everyone. I'm Jamie Munster. This is my second year in the Nursery Huddle. And let me just say, first of all, it is a complete honor and just pleasure to get to serve your kids and to love on each one of you through your kids, get to see them every week. I see some familiar faces in the crowd and get to see them grow. And then I see y'all all over church during the week and on Sunday. And like, what a just special connection it is to be able to see you and have this church feel a little bit smaller. Let's see. First was the kids. And then second, let me talk about our co-leaders in our classroom. So part of being a part of the Nursery Huddle is getting to join up with maybe someone in a further life stage than you, or someone maybe that's not as far along on their journey of faith. And so the opportunity to be able to mentor and be mentored has been incredible. And then just the sheer wisdom of the Nursery Huddle when we do the study. The vulnerability that our leaders have shown is absolutely inspiring and has me completely devoted to do this as long as they'll have me. And Walker was my older son, has had sort of a difficult time transitioning into ministry during the week and on Sundays. So getting to come early and him developing kind of a relationship with the staff members and then me getting to know them as well has really made it easier on us. And so those are just a few, alongside really good parking in the morning, of the reasons that we have come. And lastly, I mean, she mentioned that we set aside time to pray. And so I know this year is big on just being a church that prays. And so that has often been a time, or at least a subject for me, that has lacked a little bit of confidence. And so we set aside time to pray for you, for the ministries in this church, and for your kiddos, and for us personally. And that has just completely transformed my life in so many ways. So we really thank you for letting me brag on this. You can tell I love the program. I'll be here next year, and I hope to see some of you maybe as well.
Yes, thank you. We're so thankful to have Jamie and lots of different mommies. So we have ladies in our group that are grandparents all the way to new young mommies, and some ladies that are just single and want to love on babies. So it's been fun. We've had 24 ladies this year. We hope to have 30 next year. The more ladies we have, the more opportunities we have for other ladies to come and bring their babies. So we've had a great year. It's been so fun to see the babies, you know, progress from little to older. But it is an opportunity just to pray. We do our study. We get to listen to the lecture after the study, and then an opportunity to serve. So if you're looking for an opportunity to serve, we'd love to have you. And if you're interested, email me or Julie Anders. She's janders@watermark.com. So thanks.
Great job, friends. Ladies, thank you. I just want to start off by saying that. Thank you for giving your time this year to be here. You could have been so many different places, but you have chosen to spend your time dedicating it to studying God's word. And just as much as I pray that the truths of God's word are settling on these kiddos' hearts, I pray that the truths that you have learned through the books of Hebrews would settle on your heart. It wouldn't just be something you've studied and then you're moving on, but it would rest and change everything about your life. So I know I said it earlier, but y'all, can we believe we did it? We made it through Hebrews. This is not an easy book, and you did it. I'm sure some of you came and you were like, 21 weeks? There's no way. But you did it. And now I'm sure you're sitting here going, oh my goodness, how are we done? We should go longer. It happens every year. But whether this has been your first time or your 15th time, I pray that this year you have learned more about our good and perfect Savior, his unshakable character, and that you've grown more confident in your salvation and your walk with him, that you've seen yourself grow as you've taken steps of faithfulness. And so I pray that today is one of reflection and celebration and anticipation, because all year long we have been talking about how Jesus is greater, better, and sure. And as we've seen in our key verse, Hebrews 1:3, I'm just going to read it to you. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So think back to September, that feels like forever ago when we read this verse. And now that you've been all the way through Hebrews, how much more meaningful that is. Knowing that Jesus is greater, that he upholds the universe by the word of his power, that he is better, that he is the radiance of the image of God, the exact imprint of his nature, that if you want to know what God is like, look to Jesus, and that he is sure, that he is seated at the right hand of the Father, because the work of salvation is finished. So at the beginning of this semester, I told you that one of the big things of Hebrews was perseverance, to keep going. And that's true. And I'm sure there were plenty of times this year that we were going deep in theology about how Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. And you thought, why are we doing this? This is so hard. Oh my goodness. Again, I want to congratulate you. But I hope it also reminds you that studying God's word and understanding what it says gives us the confidence and assurance to know that Jesus is who he says he is, and that we can trust God with any and every situation. And so I don't know about you, but I need that reminder daily. The only way that I can keep going is not by mustering up my own strength, but it's looking at my Savior. That daily I must live out, as Hebrews 12:1 through 2 says, that I must lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And I can only do this when I have a right view of who Jesus is, when I know that he is greater, better, and sure. And that's one reason why the author of Hebrews wrote these warning passages, because he loves the listener so much and he wants them to flourish in their faith. So he offers them these warnings as a wake-up call and an encouragement to keep going. Now, I know probably when we were looking at them individually at different points this year, things were getting a little murky. But remember, when Hebrews was given to the church, it was read in one sitting. So these are supposed to be read together and understood together. And so one commentator explained it in a really helpful way. I want to read this to you. He said that if you begin drifting from God's word, then you will begin doubting God's word. This will lead to having a dullness towards God's word, which causes despising God's word and defying God's word. So do you see how it's a willful progression? It's not just something you fall into. Now, for us, this doesn't mean that we can be like, okay, great, I'm good to go, leave it as that. No, we have to daily choose to follow Jesus, to seek after him, to give our lives to him. It's this holy tension we live in of our responsibility and God's responsibility working together, because it's the Holy Spirit that produces the fruit, but we must daily pursue. So I just pray that as we study the book of Hebrews, that a life of faithfulness and perseverance would mark your life too, to keep going, because a life with Jesus is worth it. So now that we're wrapping up this year, I am going to challenge you. What are you going to do this summer? How are you going to stay in God's word? Because you've been given the tools of how to study scripture, to read a passage, to observe what's happening, to ask the who, what, where, when, why questions, to look at all of scripture and to be like, how does this fit together? And then finally look at how does this apply to my life? So make a plan even now of what you're going to do. And like I said, think about all that the Lord's done. What have you learned this year? What has God called you to start doing? What has he asked you to stop doing? What is something, a step of faith that he's telling you, hey, you can trust me, just do it. Maybe what's something he's asking you to open your hands to for him. So like I said, you're going to have time in your small group to share about that. And I cannot wait to hear the stories of what God has done. So next week, you are going to receive an email from me as you're sitting there going, I don't know what I'm going to do this summer. Don't worry, I have a solution for you. On Monday, you are going to get an email from me, and it's going to have a list of resources of Bible studies and just books we would recommend if you're looking for something to do in a great way, because I'm sure you guys have just made best friends this year, and which I love, is to keep meeting together. Grab your Bible. It's really all you need. If you want to grab something else, great, and keep studying God's word together. Keep meeting together, but you'll receive that email on Monday. It'll have a list of resources. It'll also have different ministries and events that are happening here this summer so that you can remain connected to God's word, God's church, and God's people. In that email, you'll also find the QR code and the link for the survey that we did earlier if you didn't get a chance to do that. You're also going to find out more information about what we're studying next year, which I'm going to tell you right now. So, without further ado, next year we are going to be studying the books of 1st and 2nd Kings. And I am really excited. Y'all, we made it through Hebrews, so you can do it. You can make it through 1st and 2nd Kings. It is going to be a great year where we get to learn about the rise, division, and fall of the nation of Israel, which split into Israel and Judah. But we also get to learn about how God was so faithful to his people, despite their continued and repeated rejection of him, turning towards idolatry. We're also going to get to learn, because our study is going to be called Fallen Kingdom, Forever King, about how God made a promise to King David that one day through his family, he would send a forever king who would reign with justice, peace, and love, and his kingdom would never end. And we know this king to be Jesus. So just like Israel was looking to other things to satisfy and fill their hearts, we do the same thing. All God wants for us is our hearts. He's calling us to just be faithful, to know that anything in this world, it's not going to fulfill and satisfy. But we do have a perfect forever king who has come, who has taken on the punishment that we deserve for our sins so that we can live with a new life with fullness and joy. So I really hope you'll come and join us in the fall. We'll still have Wednesday morning, Thursday evening. It's going to be a great study. And so some of you are like, oh my goodness, I can't wait. Sign me up. Guess what? You do get to sign up. And I have those dates this morning as well. So mark them right now. If you tune me out and you're not listening, that's fine. It'll also be in that email. So be looking out. And you'll receive many emails about this. If you forget, don't email me 5 times asking me. You'll get an email about it. So we are going to open it for y'all. This is just kind of a, hey, thank you for being so faithful this year. If you're currently in this class right now, you're going to get to register early next year. So we're going to open registration for you on Monday, May 13th, and then we'll open it up for everyone else on Wednesday, May 15th. So I really hope you can come, invite your neighbors, your family members, your coworkers, somebody you meet in the grocery store. Tell them to come. It's been such a great year, and it's only going to continue next year. So that is what we have for today. On your way out, we have cookies just as a thank you for being part. They are beautiful. They look like the cover of our book. So you can grab one on your way out. It's at all of the doors. And I hope you have a wonderful time just celebrating all God's done this year. And we will see you in September when we kick off for 1st and 2nd Kings.